This podcast is brought to you by PrideNZ.com with generous support from the Royal Foundation.
I like saying queer more than I like saying anything else, but I don't like using it in reference to my sexuality or anything.
I guess in the queer scene, I would kind of call myself queer, but in just the day-to-day life, I'd call myself a lesbian because I feel like it's easier and it's more relevant to like what I'm doing now, and it saves like questions or like having to explain yourself or kind of justify yourself when sometimes you just can't be bothered.
Mm. And what does queer mean to you?
Just like whatever I want at the time. Like it means that I can just do whatever I want and I don't feel like boxed in. Like it means that like yeah, it means that I can just like whoever I want and I don't feel boxed in, yeah.
And why don't you, Crystal, like to put kind of labels on you?
Not to be like, I suppose, disrespectful to people that it really is a huge part of my identity, but I feel like it's not a part of my identity that I need to express verbally, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know.
Also, I think for me, I guess I kind of don't really say I'm a lesbian, I just say I'm Harriet, and then I just mention that I have a female partner, but I guess people in the straight community usually mean that they just assume that means I'm a lesbian because I'm with Crystal or whatever, and then if I say, oh, blah, 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 my ex-boyfriend, like, what? You had a boyfriend? What? I'm like, yeah, sometimes that can happen. Like, just calm down, everyone.
When did you become aware about your sexuality?
I suppose strictly when I was 21, but I never know whether to, like, I suppose before that I kind of thought I was asexual or something for a long time and then clued in a bit later, but I don't know if that's part of this or not.
Yeah? It's totally part of it. Whatever okay. You want is part of it.
Fine, then, like, 16 maybe?
What kind of made you, like, aware of that, do you know? Like, were there things that you were thinking about?
I don't know, I was reading a lot about Stephen Fry at the time. And I became a little bit obsessed with him, and I just thought he was so great, and I was like, that is so cool that he can be, you know, this gay man in his 60s or something, but be celibate with his partner and not have that, I don't know, kind of, I don't even know what, but just, I thought that was such a cool idea that you could acknowledge how you feel about things, but not have to, I don't know. I just think Stephen Fry is really cool, and I want that on record.
And can you tell us who Stephen Fry is, in case people don't know?
He's this really cool British dude who, he's a bit queer, and he's in, like, some cool movies, and he hosts a show called QI, which is, like, my favourite TV show, and he's just, like, a genius, pretty much. He's just, like, a really smart, cool, all-round dude.
What did you say? Was a comedian?
He is a bit of a comedian, too.
So do you say he was, like, an important kind of role model?
Yeah, he was, yeah. I don't know.
He's lovely.
I just think he's great.
And did you?
I'd marry him.
Did you have to kind of come out? Do you think people still have to do that? Did you? What was your?
I told my mum straight up that, Mum, I'm gay, and she was like, oh, okay. And then I feel like I told her and quite explicitly and stuff, but she maybe didn't understand all the sort of direct connotations of that or anything, but I also didn't feel like I had to elaborate on what, if anything, would change because I was gay. So sometimes she says things that are a bit, okay, Ma. So, like, I came out to her and she told my dad, and, like, my sisters know, but I haven't, I don't know, I just don't really feel compelled to tell people straight up and generally. Like, if they're important to me and they're in my life, they already know Harriet anyway, so. It's all done for me.
How about you, Harriet? When did you become aware of your...
In school, I feel like I did know that I had crushes on girls, but I didn't really think it was, like, a big deal or something that was, like, anything. I thought it was just, like, something that happened. I feel like, I guess I didn't realise they were crushes at the time, but now I kind of look back and I think, oh, yeah, they totally were. But then, because I read this book that said, everyone has a crush on a girl, doesn't mean you're a lesbian. And I was like, okay, great. But I feel kind of annoyed at that book because it should say, everyone has a crush on a girl, doesn't mean you're a lesbian, but some people are. I feel like that would have been like a handy extra sentence because I feel like it was like kind of confusing. And what was the other question about coming out? And I guess I was like kind of like thinking about stuff in my head, and I kind of because I was dating men, I kind of felt like it was a kind of like a cliche, or like I was trying to be someone that I wasn't to come out or say I was queer or say I was attracted to women. So I kind of just didn't until I had a girlfriend, and then it was like pretty obvious to everyone because I had a girlfriend. So then they just like figured it out. But I do feel like now I feel like I don't like that I have to, but I do like coming out to people. Correcting people. You know, people say, my partner, blah, blah, blah. And they say, what does he do? And I say, she. And I feel kind of, like, annoyed that they would, like, make those assumptions. And I feel like I want to out myself so that more people will realise that they shouldn't make assumptions about, like, heteronormative assumptions about people.
So both of you kind of came out after high school, or were kind of figuring stuff out more then. Yeah. But what do you think? Do you think your high school experiences kind of played a part at all, or do you think maybe if things had been different you would have come out earlier? Or
I feel like the first school I went to, my first high school, was extremely conservative, and I know that another girl in my class, I don't know if she came out, but she made out with some other girls in the locker room and everyone was like, it was like a pretty negative reaction, like everyone said like pretty horrible things, and I didn't think it was horrible, but I guess I kind of joined in, like I was kind of like, why would you do that, oh okay. But I feel kind of like bad about it now, but at the time I just kind of thought like, I don't know, why would you kiss someone at school? It just seemed like a weird thing to do to me. But then I changed high schools, and it was like I met some queer people, like queer teenagers, and thought it was pretty cool, and I just was like fine with it. But I kind of just was, had a boyfriend, so I was like, okay, great, whatever, just anything then.
Oh, this is hard. What's the question again?
Do you think your kind of high school experiences kind of have affected this, especially because you didn't come out until you were older? Do you think if things had been different, or what was your high school environment kind of like?
I feel like I didn't even know anything about or anything that wasn't like a really negative kind of media stereotypical portrayal of gay or queer at the time. Like, I don't know. I remember the year after I left school, there was like this big thing, and when I came back for the summer, all these kids were like, oh, did you hear so-and-so, and all these kids came out and stuff when they left Waimea, blah, 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 and now they're at uni and all this stuff. And I remember thinking, oh, okay, cool. But, like, I think possibly it wasn't an environment that people could come out in at the time, but then the WAGs started the year after I left. I think that's what it is at Waimea.
What's WAGs?
I don't know. An acronym for something?
An acronym for Wellington. What, maybe?
Wellington? No, Wellington. Waimea Alliance of Gays and Straits? Yeah? And, yeah. It started when I left, I don't know. But I feel like now I'm a little bit angry at just the educational system in terms of like, you know, you do health study at school or something and they don't acknowledge anything along those lines. I feel like if maybe had knowledge of it or if someone had explained it in a really, just applicable way, it would have worked.
Do you remember anything kind of in the health curriculum, either of you, about sexual orientation or gender identity?
I remember learning lots of stuff about straight sex, but I don't remember learning anything about sexuality at all. I don't even remember it being mentioned at all, actually. No, I don't think so. But I do know that now my school... I was surprised that schools out who are Wellington-based youth school age support network go do a talk at my old high school, which is good, really good, and also was surprising for me. But going back to the old question, I think if I had been at my second high school the whole time, I might have come out earlier or kind of realised or kind of been in a different space than in my super conservative private all-girls high school, because there just wasn't a supportive environment. Also, I'd heard that some girls had been, because it used to be a boarding house, and some girls had been expelled for like a long time ago, but I'd still heard it, expelled for lesbian activity, like one girl gave the other girl a massage or something and then got expelled from the school. So I was kind of like, well, okay, must be like a really, like a not, like, I don't know, not good. Must be not a good thing to do. I don't know, I didn't want to get expelled. I didn't really, not that I really wanted to give anyone else a massage, but I don't know. Maybe if I had, I probably would have not done it because it would have been a bit scary.
And do you remember anything in health classes?
Not beyond the weird kid putting a condom on his head.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, there was nothing. I don't know.
So what do you guys think are the most kind of important issues that are facing queer and trans young people in New Zealand today?
I think lack of information and lack of support from people. I mean, like, say your straight parents might teach you the things that they know, but maybe they don't know that much either. So it's kind of, I mean, if your school isn't, yeah, just the lack of information and support.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I agree definitely with the lack of information, because I feel like if it was just, you know, if it was just kind of a segment in your health class, you would not be the tool bag in the playground who uses fag to describe their friends. Like,
as an insult.
Yeah. Rude. Gay is not an acronym for shitty. And that's a Fall Out Boy song, so it's applicable to young kids.
Do you guys hear that a lot still, or did you while you were at school? People using "that's a gay" to mean kind of stupid, or
yeah. And even I said it, and I feel like I kind of, like at 17, I was kind of like, "Hold on, that's not okay," and I kind of had to train myself out of saying it because it was just something that was said, and I didn't even think about it at all. Like I didn't really think about it. And normally now I don't really hear it, but occasionally I do hear it when I'm kind of in a different place, like not in my work or not with my normal friends, and I feel really shocked and kind of cross, and I try to pull people up on it, but sometimes people just are still quite oblivious, and they don't really, they seem like kind of taken aback or just kind of surprised or kind of confused about what I've kind of just said to them. But I do kind of make a point of trying to pull people up, or just kind of being like, I'm just kind of leaving the conversation, or just being kind of annoyed that people would still, you know, say something so silly.
I do remember kids saying it at school. I don't know if I ever picked it up as a thing, because I feel like I remember trying to use it once and then feeling so guilty about it, and then I never used it again. But I used to be like, no, one of those like, no, I'm not going to swear because I like having a vocabulary and stuff like that. So maybe it was just tied in with that, I don't know. But I feel like it was definitely a lot more of a deal with, like, my sister's year, who was below me, because she's still, like, it's just ingrained in the way she talks about anything nowadays. Mm. She just drops it all the time, and, yeah.
What do you guys think issues facing Queer and Trans youth in New Zealand will be in, like, 10, 20 or 50 years' time? Like, do you think it'll be the same kind of thing, or do you think we'll have kind of evolved quite a lot?
I feel like, ideally, that we will have evolved a lot, and I think that will be good. And I feel like even though it's kind of like a small step and there's still lots to do in the community, I think the marriage equality passing in New Zealand kind of helped get some kind of visibility of the queer community and kind of like acceptance and kind of like a mainstream way that everyone can kind of see, and it was like a big deal and it was really loud, like in Parliament, and you know, lots of people were talking about it and lots of people had opinions about it. So I feel like it's kind of like a small stepping stone that could kind of lead to other things.
All I can think of is like in 10, 50 years or something, you're going to be going to funerals of like grandparents or something that are estranged because they don't understand this right now, and it'll be a weirdly tragic but happy time watching them slowly die out.
You mean goodness. Do you have much to say to that?
Right,
let's I'm talking like Fred Phelps, I'm not talking like your grandma.
Oh, goodness, she's already
dead.
Okay. Maybe let's move on.
The hell?
Is kind of community and kind of belonging to the kind of rainbow or queer community important to you guys?
Not especially.
No, I don't think so. Oh, well, kind of. No, not really. I just feel like I just kind of happen to be in this community, and that's where my friends are, so that's where I am. That's how I like it. But I feel like I'll be happy to be in any community. But that said, I do kind of like to go to like queer events and stuff because I feel like I feel safer. Like if I'm holding hands with Crystal on the street or something, sometimes I feel like worried that someone's gonna like approach me or say something not very nice to me. So I feel like sometimes I do like being in the queer community because it can be like a safer space. But I feel like it's not that. I mean, if I felt safe everywhere, then it would be. I'll be fine to not like exclusively only be part of the queer community. I don't know.
I thought we'd be to answer for the last question now.
Oh.
Except then I kind of didn't.
You can tell us if you like.
All of the toilets will be unisex.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, that is.
And then, that kind of isn't I was supposed to be what's going to be an issue, eh?
Well, no, you said what's it going to look like, I think.
And like, mums and young children won't ask you if you're in the wrong toilet.
No, yeah.
And think that you can't read.
And also people will say firefighter. For goodness sake, say firefighter. And police officer.
Officer.
Instead of?
Policeman and fireman. And also people won't say, when you're crossing the road, the little light thing lights up, you won't say, look out for the green man, you will see. Look out for the green person.
So are you guys part of any groups in the queer community, or are you part of kind of like sports or arts or kind of other activities outside of that community?
I DJ for roller derby, does that count? That's kind of queer.
Counts as something. Counts as...
Yeah. Oh. It's a little bit arty. Maybe.
It's sports.
Sports.
Oh,
are there queer sports teams?
Yeah.
And you're in the big gay choir.
You're the big gay choir.
What's the big gay choir?
It's not actually called that. That's just what I like to call it.
What's it actually
it's
called?
It's choir with a Q. For queer.
And what does it mean?
It's just queerish people singing.
Singing.
Did you like choose to join a queer choir over a kind of non-queer one? Or?
Not especially, it just... I don't know, it just came up in my Facebook feed. I was like, all right, someone can teach me how to sing.
Do we have to explain what Facebook is?
And then Harriet will stop telling me I suck. Oh, what's Facebook?
What is Facebook? And how do you think Facebook and Tumblr and social media kind of plays a part in the way that, in the way that we connect and build our community? Especially as kind of queer young people.
I feel like it's a really positive platform and also a really negative, can be negative as well, because it's kind of good, it's easy to make connections and kind of see people and be connected with events and make events and have people see the events. I'm kind of trying to think, I don't even remember how you found out about stuff before Facebook, actually. That sounds silly, but I just truly can't remember.
Email.
Oh, okay.
Maybe?
But sometimes I feel like it can be negative, because I feel like sometimes within minorities, people can be quite critical or harsh of each other, and I feel like the internet or social media kind of gives people kind of like a faceless kind of opportunity to kind of say things that they may not say in person. I think people can get really hurt by that. And even stuff like, not just within the minority itself, but just like stuff like cyberbullying, people being mean on the internet, saying things that they wouldn't normally say through things like social media, like Facebook or Tumblr, like saying hurtful things to people that they may not say in real life.
I feel like I only really remember strictly kind of negative things. Based on, like Harriet said, it just gives people a faceless kind of opportunity to, I don't know, attack each other or something. And I think this was something I was talking about the other day, and it's kind of not really a thing, but it makes people very prone to sort of try and out-jargon each other with their acronyms or something, and then, I don't know, you sort of read it and get a bit blitzed with, oh gosh, I don't know what that means, I'm not queer enough anymore, or something. And
yeah, I feel like there's a lot of terminology in the queer community, and sometimes people are like, oh, blah, 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 this thing, this thing. I'm like, no, I just have don't know what that means. And then I kind of feel like, maybe like guilty, or like I should know, or how can you ask without people being like, How do you not know that?
Yeah.
Oh, are you queer? Are you even queer? Why don't you even know that?
Because
I feel like once you know something, you're kind of like, well, I know that. Why don't you know that? I feel like that's how people can be bad. Facebook's a good opportunity for people to, like, use language that I might not know, but I guess it's an opportunity to learn
it, yeah, too.
Learn something new, so it's kind of both.
Sometimes a lot of it's just a bit over the top in terms of, like, how many different acronyms do you have for the same thing, because people do it different ways or something, you're just like, okay.
What do you think about the way queer and trans people are portrayed in the media currently? Both kind of thinking, like, maybe, you know, like local, like historic, like people we know in New Zealand, like maybe politicians or famous-ish people who are kind of queer, but also thinking about like TV programs like Glee or like, you know, what do you guys...
Are we in the media?
I feel like there's visibility issue, so we're not there. But when we are, sometimes it can be quite negative, or queer people can be portrayed as sad and bullied and troubled, quite negative. Kind of this. I feel like I always want to watch a queer movie, or like a movie about two women, like a romantic movie about two women that's not about them being queer, like that's them about like a straight romantic comedy where there's like some other kind of drama which has nothing to do with like just something that's not about them like coming out to their family or feeling sad or like turning straight, or just a movie that's like just about just something just nice, like it's like a nice, I don't know, just a different kind of romantic comedy for lesbians that's not about being a lesbian. I think think often trans people are made a mockery of in the media, and or portrayed as really, like especially, like male to female trans people are portrayed as like really sexual and really like, yeah, just really like that's like a focus of their personality or them or their portrayal in the media, kind of. Or just kind of badly portrayed, kind of just like they kind of had no idea what they were talking about, and it's just kind of like a big joke. And if you kind of pull people up, I feel like people are like, oh, it's just TV. It's just, you know, who cares? It's just a thing. It's like, well, actually, I do care, because it's how people, you know, youth will, you know, that's what people see. Media is really powerful, and if they see all these negative issues, negative images or negative ideas about people, that's gonna affect how they are.
I agree with the, like, when there is media portrayal, it's very, oh, it's a lesbian romantic comedy or whatever the deal is, and that, I don't know, that's just annoying in a way. And kind of, I was thinking of like Glee, and like, I feel like there's always this kind of, like, if a straight actor or actress is playing a gay character, when they're doing interviews as themselves, they are very, very quick to point out, oh, I'm different from this and stuff. And then they try and make it like I'm highlighting this because I think it's good for the world to see that a straight actor can play a gay character, and that there's probably definite positive aspects to that. But I also, people don't go around asking Anne Hathaway, who always plays straight people, or something, or maybe she's been in something gay and I've missed it, but don't always go around asking her if she's straight, playing straight all the time. Like, why do you need to distance yourself from it, especially if you're trying to garner that kind of audience as your, you know, platform or something, or I don't know, but that's a little bit annoying. But I don't know. And then they get famous because gay kids and queer kids and everyone are just like the best fans ever. So it becomes a big thing, but then it's still like, I don't know, they don't want to be associated. Or,
do you guys watch specific things in the media or read specific things because there's queer characters to kind of see that identity reflected? Or,
yes, definitely. I definitely do. I really do. Glee. I think Glee is a good example, because I feel like, I mean, some of the things they've done are a bit crap, but, well, there's lots of queer characters and lots of relatable, maybe potentially relatable characters, and it's like a high school drama about lots of things. It's like fun and musical and super popular and everyone loves it, and there's lots of queer characters just chucked on in there, like heaps all the time, and I think that's pretty great, actually.
Do you think things like Glee have kind of changed the way that queer people are perceived, or like, do you think they've made a difference?
Actually, yes, I do. I can't really describe how, but I think they make it visible, and they kind of touch on issues that youth or teenagers might have, and they're kind of like relatable and fun characters. So yeah, I think so.
Glee really annoys me. Like, I like Glee, and I like that there are queer things, but I have big issues with it, especially in terms of lesbian portrayal, because it's like they, oh, it makes me so angry sometimes. Like, they take so much care with a gay male character and trying to make that like this poignant kind of life-changing thing, but when it's like queer young girls, one of them's a bitch and the other is an idiot, and they're supposed to kind of, I don't know, you're supposed to find some kind of, you know, nice thing in their relationship, but also not really understand it, and it's not expanded upon, and it's like no one cared to make them characters. It was just a kind of gimmick to bring in the female gay crowd or something like that. Like,
that's true, because with Kurt, they talked about his relationship with his father and about his father's lack of knowledge of gay sex, and Brittany was so stupid.
Yeah, Brittany's not even a character. She's just like a gimmick. She's like there to say stupid things about ducks and cats and get Santana off. That's about it. And it sucks. It really sucks. And I mean, there's also that thing where it's like, are we ever going to see a boyish, or I think maybe androgynous is the wrong word, but like a boyish female gay character on a show that popular or something? Like,
I feel like Glee could totally pull it off.
Glee probably could, but they won't. And if they do, it'll be bad.
Maybe they will.
It'll be so bad.
Don't you think they might?
I don't. I feel like, no.
Oh, okay. Like, I kind of hope they would. I thought, with the real Glee, whatever it's called, when they get the real people to audition to be on the TV show.
Yeah.
I thought they might have... The Glee Project. Because they kind of like having those kind of... I don't know.
Yeah, it's like they bring them into audition, though, but then decide halfway through, nah, you're not quite what we're looking for there, Danny. Is it Danny? Yeah. That kid. And apparently, like, the actress that played... What's-her-face? Rachel hit on her anyway, or something, while she was there.
Whoa, scandal!
I know. I mean, like, they're not... You know, they... They think they've sort of pandered to the female population as much as they need to, and that's about it now, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I still...
Fingers crossed,
I just still like it. I guess that's because it's all I've got. So yeah.
I really like Skins.
Cling to it.
I love Naomi. Harriet hates it.
Yeah, I actually find it really
great. And that's Skins.
What?
I don't know. It was just. I think Skins really. Well, Skins. Do I have to explain? Like a TV show.
Yeah.
Like it's like a British-based kind of young teen thing, all about the real teenager, but it's a little bit, you know, kind of hyper or hyped up and stuff, and just all the sex and drugs and stuff that doesn't really happen, but they make it look really nice anyway. But so I think what Skins did really well was they their portrayal of Naomi and Emily, it wasn't about them being gay, it was just like a really kind of cute relationship.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because, even if it was about them being gay or whatever, there were aspects that were expanded upon. Like, you had to learn about Emily's really fucked up, screwed up relationship with her sister, her twin sister and stuff, and, like, her mum was a wanker. And, you know, there were aspects, and, like, Naomi's mum was just lovely and weird, kind of like my mum. And, like, I don't know, their friends were, like, cool but kind of tools at the same time. And friends are generally like that.
So do you think, how do you think it's different to Glee, like the characters and the way it makes you feel?
It's a different country. So British stuff is always more kind of, like, gritty than America. Yeah. America's more kind of shiny. American TV shows are kind of more shiny and happy and... I don't know. I feel like in British TV shows, this kind of it's just kind of more gritty and kind of real, or maybe more like a little bit darker or something. Maybe
this it was dark in the end. Jeez, that made me cry.
Everything makes you cry.
What do you think, Crystal?
About just like British American, or like the difference between Glee and Skins?
Yeah, and how you feel about the cat, because you talked about how you.
Yeah. I suppose, like, just what I said, like Skins kind of caught them as people, not characters or stereotypes to get an audience. And I mean, like, I never actually finished watching the end of the third generation, but like that whole kind of Frankie as a character, that was such a cool character too. And it's like, she wasn't just some gimmick to bring in crowds, maybe she changed her, I don't know, but like there were aspects of just like being a cool person there, not just a this is the gay character and you're going to have to be happy with her because it's all you're getting, kids.
But Harriet, you seem to not be keen on that portrayal or relationship.
I just felt like, well, it's just when I met Crystal, she was just really in love with those characters and like thought they were so great. And then I watched it and I was kind of like, they're kind of horrible to each other. Ow. They're kind of horrible to each other. And the only cute time is when they hold hands through the cat door.
Yeah, the cat
fight. That is actually like the ultimate scene and probably like the best scene ever. But apart from that, I feel like they're quite mean to each other. And I don't know, kind of.
Okay, but if we had to rate Glee and Skins against each other and it was Catflap versus Brittany and Santana on a bed, Catflap is going to win. Or like even, what's that, like Brittany and Santana first kiss at a Valentine's thing. That was the worst kiss ever, by the way. Really fucking awkward looking. I mean, it's worked for the swearing a lot. But, jeez. Catflap just wins.
I agree. And so how about you guys? Kind of personally, like looking forward, are you interested in things like marriage and children?
Yes, we are. Yes, I feel like yes, I do want to have children. I'm going to have children, and I feel like there should be, it will be good to have more support for queer people wanting to start families. So just kind of, I don't really know where to go to kind of find support or information or, yep, that too, yeah, that, yep, true, I don't know about that. And also, I feel like now there is, like, I don't really believe in marriage because, I don't know, it seems a bit kind of funny, but I feel like now, of course, I'm like, think it's great that there is marriage equality, but I feel like I would get married and it could kind of help me, like
legally,
like especially in terms of like if we had a child, it would help us, it would help the child for us to be married, I think. I feel like that might be a thing, because I guess like, yeah, I think it would just help, it would just give some kind of legal standing, and so that is good, and stuff like adoption. Is that legal now? I think it is. Maybe a little bit.
On the way?
On the way.
I'm really interested in the adoption aspect. But
what do you mean by that?
You're interested in you want to adopt a child?
I do. I want to adopt kids because, I don't know. Apparently, you said it's like a thing that a lot of maybe like queer people in general seem to hatch upon, that aspect of procreating as a kind of like, what do you call it, like narcissistic or something, kind of a deal, or
you mean adoption?
Like having kids. Oh. You said you'd come across like a few people that had the same kind of idea as me or whatever, where I feel like not to call people, you know, dicks for wanting to have kids or something, but I feel like personally I wouldn't want to have children because I just feel like it's, I can't think of the word.
I feel like there's two, I feel like it would be really difficult to adopt a child. I feel like in New Zealand there are not like tons and tons of children to adopt, and I find it a bit kind of maybe, I don't know, kind of strange and kind of like what's that, like an accessory to adopt a child from a different country. I feel like there's something just not quite right about it, and I just, from my knowledge, there's not a huge amount of children that need adopting or get adopted out in New Zealand, because lots of children in New Zealand get adopted within like families, a family, yeah. kind of, because that's how yeah, like whānau, like Māori culture, so it's not that common. And also I know that you can also discriminate against I know that you can with sperm donation, you can discriminate against adopting to a gay family, and I feel like that would be really like horrible and like really heartbreaking if you were really wanting a child. And I guess I just selfishly really want to give birth because I want to have that experience. So I hope there's like more support for people who want to have babies that way. For me to like look to for information and stuff.
Do you guys want to stay in New Zealand? Live, grow up here, have kids, adopt kids here?
No.
Yes.
Where do you want to go?
Somewhere where I'm not going to be poor for the rest of my life.
And what jobs do you guys do now? What are the things that you want to do? Or what are you studying?
I am an early childhood teacher, and I love my job, and I would ideally like to raise children in New Zealand because it is... What?
Nothing. Sorry, go on.
No, I'm done now.
No, I wasn't very mean.
Because it's where I'm from, and I feel like it's a nice country, and I feel I like it here, and this is where my family is, and this is where I'm from, and that I feel like it's an important part of me that I'd want to share with my children.
I'm technically a sound engineer, and I'm studying business now, but hopefully I get into New Zealand Drama School next year to do their entertainment technology course. And I want to, at this point in time, because it's probably going to change.
Oh, yeah,
I
want to admit that.
Shut up, Harriet. I want to run sound for, like, Broadway or musical theatre or, like, West End kind of a deal, and there's not a lot of work going in sound engineering in New Zealand anyway, so which is why I'm poor. And
if you like say you want to be in a different country for like your job
mm-hmm.
prospects, but do you think New Zealand is an ideal place to raise a child?
I don't. Yeah, well, like, yeah, there are. You know, whenever I imagined raising kids or something, I imagined doing it, like, at my parents' house or something and having weirdo fields for them to run through and be deer and build tree houses. But, like, that means I'd have to learn how to drive because it's in the middle of nowhere. But, I want to raise... like, we'll have kids or raise kids overseas because I want them to be international citizens and you know, and not... There's this mindset of growing up in New Zealand. We're so far from removed from everything that we just don't click into the way things are everywhere else, I reckon. And, like, if you could raise a kid somewhere like Europe where you could go how many different places in a day or something, that would be wicked. And then they could have the passport and come back here when they want to and need to go swimming at Tahuna Beach and see some sand. But and yeah, but I suppose ideally I'd want to like go work on Broadway or something for a couple of years and then probably come back there. Yeah, I like it here enough.
Do you guys have any kind of final things you'd like to say, share with the people who'll be listening to this in the future? Anything you think's important to say about the way things are right now?
I feel like there's some positive things happening, but I feel like there's like a long way to go for queer people to feel completely safe and visible and recognised and accepted in the without having to make a big scene about it all the time.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that. Well, maybe it's kind of sad because people tend to like queer parades and parties and things. But I'm looking forward to a day when that's not like
necessary.
Yeah, necessary or sort of the focus, I suppose, because you only generally get media coverage when you're wearing a giant headdress and walking down the road on a giant shoe or whatever. I don't know. Yay, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. But what was my point again?
I don't remember.
You're looking forward to the... a time when that's not necessary.
I'm also looking to a time forward to a time when Fred Phelps and his whole family aren't around
and getting
media coverage. Fred Phelps is a, can I say a douchebag on here? Fred Phelps is a giant douchebag who lives in the States, and he runs this website called God Hates Fags, and him and his whole family run this church of people that go and protest at really random funerals about why God hates fags and things. I don't know, but basically they just, they're haters and they're gone hate. And I'm looking forward to a time when they are not around, slash they are not getting media coverage that could be given to the queer kid wearing a headdress riding a shoe.
Good way to finish.
Just to end on a positive note, what's your favourite thing about being a queer young person in New Zealand today?
Oh.
That I can wear a headdress around a shoe in a parade.
Are you even going to do that, honestly?
No.
I like being in it. I feel a bit special, and I like being in, I just like being myself, I guess. I don't really know how to describe it. I feel like I like being in a, sometimes there's negatives, but I like being in a minority group of people, and I feel like, you know, I kind of have a different perspective and like learn, like know lots of really cool people, lots of cool people in the queer community, and I appreciate lots of different perspectives, and I think being queer kind of helps to be kind of more open-minded and have different ideas about this stuff.
Riding a giant shoe would be really cool if it was if anyone has a shoe flock and they want to lend it to me for a short amount of time, that'd be great. But mostly I like that this sounds really kind of frivolous, I guess, but I like that the fact that I had really weird style in school and was kind of crap and stuff kind of translate quite queerly as quite cool.
Yeah.
And so I can wear like badly fitting pants. I kind of
agree with that. Like, I feel like every time you go to a queer event, I feel like you can kind of dress how you want, and it's more kind of, I feel like other people kind of worry that they have to wear certain things or wear high heel shoes or wear this and or be fancy or wear this, or you have to wear a dress for this thing. And I feel like in the queer community it's more free and you feel like more able to be yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of. And people are kind of more accepting of different things, and it's nice. Yeah.
And like in the queer community, I like it when like you go to things and I don't know, just like queer kids have such good style
and good hair.
Yeah, and good hair, and just
can you describe some of the things that are good style and good hair?
I don't know. There's lots of it. Like, they always have cool coloured hair, and they have piercings and, like, sweet-ass tattoos. And, like, when girls have tattoos of those, like, old kind of pin-up girl things, I always see some lady with them. It's really hot. But, like, and, like, there's this girl that works around the corner from my school, and she's all, like, she's, like, must work in one of the business buildings or something, but she's always wearing the sweetest suits, and they're, like, tailored so well. I'm just like, damn, you have good style. Why can't we be friends? She's got, like, cool hair. I'm just like, oh. She had the coolest, like, burgundy suit thing the other day. And it shouldn't work, but it does. And she's like, damn, girl.